This week in the Missouri Senate, we've reviewed the steps toward the beginning of the new fiscal year.
I think we had those bills for about 9 days from the time that we got them from the House.
The budget, we voted for all the budget bills.
Fiscal year 2026 started on July 1st. The day prior, the governor signed appropriations measures into law and vetoed approximately $300 million from what had been a nearly $50 billion budget. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says there are several highlights in this year's budget.
You did see the Senate make priority out of fully funding the foundation formula for K-12 education, the transportation, making sure that that was fully funded. Also, we've continued our investment in teacher pay. Whenever he rolled out his State of the State, I know he did not put in what we've all kind of come accustomed to, these MoExcels projects, which are capital projects that go on college campuses all across the state.
Senator Doug Beck of Afton is the Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader. He agrees there are several positives in this year's fiscal blueprint.
It fully funds our schools. That's great. There is no money in there for vouchers. We appreciate that. State employees will get a pay raise of 10% cap. That's awesome, too. There's $107 million for child care providers, and there's a 3% increase for higher education. Those are all the good items that were in the budget.
Senator Huff also says the fiscal year 2026 state operating budget looks beyond the next 12 months.
This also invests in the people of our communities. This invests in apprenticeship programs, workforce development programs, infrastructure projects all over the state. And I like to remind people that oftentimes it's as simple as partnering with the community and opening up an industrial park that haven't quite gotten over the hump with the infrastructure improvements that are necessary to open something like that up. And then that creates jobs. I mean, it's one of those, in my opinion, yes, I represent Springfield and Southwest Missouri, but I firmly believe in this state growing collectively as a whole, both the rural and urban areas.
After receiving the Missouri House of Representatives version of the budget, with approximately a month left before this year's deadline, Senator Beck says he believes this budget was properly written.
I thought it was a very good budget. Give credit to Senator Huff, run a good process there. Everybody has their say in it. I personally am not on the Appropriations Committee, but I think it's done very well. It's very organized and seems to be very efficient.
Missouri lawmakers will have the option of overriding any or all vetoes during the annual veto session, which will be held in September. Also this week,
the Committee on Insurance and Banking will come to
the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee took testimony on an ongoing situation involving thousands of Missourians and their health care provider. Following the nearly three-hour hearing, both sides in the negotiations took time to meet again, with no deal yet reached. In the meantime, the governor still has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation from this year's regular legislative session become law without a signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.